Butcher, Brother and Sister, William. St. Helena, California, December 10, 1906. Dear Brother and Sister Butcher, I wish that I were able to make you a visit, for I have words to speak to you as members of a home church. But I have been sick with influenza and would be unable to travel without increasing my difficulty. I have a message for you as father and mother of a family. Some representations have been given to me that reveal in you very objectionable traits of character, and unless there is a great change, you will be the means of bringing reproach upon the cause of God. Sister Butcher, you have but little control of your spirit. You allow the agencies of Satan to take control of your mind, and in your words and actions, you often act at their suggestion. Some years ago, your case was presented to me. The Lord, by a miracle, wrought for Brother Butcher and gave him clear speech. But the enemy of souls has since been at work to spoil your religious experience. The more you give way to your feelings and indulge your harsh spirit, the more fearful and vengeful you become. The Lord has been greatly dishonored by your course. Last night, many things regarding your past course and your present condition were laid open before me. I will not specify all that was presented to me, but I would ask you to consider what it means to be a Christian. It is to be Christ-like, but you are strengthening traits of character that are in marked contrast to the gentleness and meekness of Christ. Your course has made your daughter Alice very unhappy and wretched. There have been in your house words and deeds of anger and violence that should never be tolerated in a Christian home. My advice to you now would be to allow Alice to come for a time to the sanitarium, where she might receive treatment and be removed from the unpleasant scenes that take place in her own home. Brother and Sister Butcher, I greatly desire that you both may receive the reward of the faithful. But unless you become more kind, gentle, and Christ-like, you will never enter the city of God. Remember that you are members of a home church. You may be overcomers if you will learn to be humble, meek, and lowly of heart. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Ephesians 4, verse 29-32. May the Lord help you to obey these injunctions, that you may be sealed by the Holy Spirit unto the day of redemption.